Just about everything. You know, you can't go on the road and turn the ball over. You know, we get a turnover at the beginning of the game and give it right back. And then followed it up with some turnovers. And really, in spite of all that, coming out of the second half, making it a one-score game, and really trading touchdowns at that point. But you know, ultimately, turnovers and not being able to stop them in the fourth quarter. So there was a series of things. It wasn't just one thing. It gave them a short field on the special teams, short kick, which we survived at the end of the second half. I mean, in the second quarter. But, you know, we changed a little bit at halftime, so did they. So, you know, scoring points and keeping it within 6 points, you know, gave us an opportunity. But we had to, you know, we had a critical back-to-back turnover and then a drive by them to get up by 14, and things kind of fell apart from there.
Kevin, what's your emotions like right now?
Yeah, you work really, really hard, you know, and it's a results-oriented and profession, just like everybody else's. You know, life pays off on results, and you know, we didn't get it done tonight, and you know, that's always difficult.
What do you know, if anything, about your future here?
Don't know anything. I mean, it's just business as usual for me, and I don't have anything scheduled meeting, but probably could change here in the next, I don't know, couple minutes or whatever. But you know, it's as of right now, you know, tomorrow's the contact period starts. So, you know, we had a meeting Wednesday before Thanksgiving, an organizational recruiting meeting, and home visits are set. So for our coaches and our players, there's a schedule that's set based on next week. You know, the players will get the first couple days off. Coaches are set to be recruiting starting tomorrow, and home visits are set. And then based on the announcement of, which I just talked about with our team, you know, you've earned the right to play a 13th game. You won't know what that will be until next Sunday. So, you know, the first week schedule, really the first 2 week schedule are set, with the banquet being involved in that, December 8th, that Saturday night, 9th. And then based on the destination and of and the announcement of next Sunday, you know, what the practice schedule is going to look like from there.
Do you think you should be retained?
I always think I should be retained.
Why?
Yeah, I wouldn't do this job, because I know what goes into it. I know how hard these guys work. I know a lot of things that don't work out the way you plan them. I wouldn't do this job if I didn't think I would be retained. I wouldn't do it. You know, I wouldn't coach football. So, in my mind, I do my job as best as I can. And if you think otherwise, like, you know, and you start doubting whether you whoever you are, you're in the wrong business.
Coach, do you think the players were distracted in any way?
I don't know about that. Somebody asked me before the game. I think Cole asked me before the game. He said, you know, with everything that's going on this week, are you guys distracted? I said, this week? You know, it's been going on since spring. So, you know, they've handled that the whole time.
Kevin, if this is your last game, how would you sum up your 6 years
of that? But, you know, it's, I think, no matter who you are, what you do, you're able to live with yourself if you leave something better than what it was when you got there, right? So whatever you do for a living, to be able to move into a new league, and probably arguably the toughest division in the toughest league in the country, never have a losing season, watch the renovation of Kyle Field, watch the change of culture, and into a national brand. So the things that may or may not have been there before I got there, you know, you go to sleep at night knowing that things are in a better place than certainly when I got here 6 years ago.
A couple more.
Coach, How would you describe Danny Etling's night, and what was the key to their success in the past?
You know, they were able to run it. You know, they got the protection was a maximum protection scheme. You know, I think obviously not having Jared Johnson hurt us a little bit because of his production, and they were sliding the protection a lot to more to Landis, who's been really productive. So, you know, what you know is you can have one really good end. You know, I think Michael Clemens came in and gave us some juice, but just couldn't quite get there every time. So the protection became really, really a max protection, two-man route, back leak out. So they were able to get double moves on some of our young corners. You know, a lot of those moves, a lot of the deep balls were because of the protection and the time for guys playing one-on-one man-to-man coverage. So their scheme was good. You know, we were down a guy to rush the passer, and that helped too.
Anything else?
Kevin, why has this matchup against LSU been so tough for you over the years?
I don't know. I mean, it's more than tough. We hadn't won the game. So, you know, I think that's a little bit more than tough. You know, it just for the six times we've played, we haven't won. So, believe me, we've looked at it in all kinds of different ways, and it's been different things at different times. But certainly tonight, it was we weren't very good, and you know, they took advantage of that.
Kevin, I'm always putting a ton of work since you got here. How frustrating is it that you guys kind of never achieved the success that you had that first year?
No, it's just every year is different, Ben. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I think in a way, you know, we established a standard and kind of came on the scene, you know, right off the bat. And because of that, you know, you look at trends. I mean, that's what people look at. And, you know, our trend is we flattened out from a win standpoint based on, you know, having the best player in the country, you know, the first year, the first couple of years. So, you know, that's part of it. But looking back, I think where I am right now is, all right, what can you do to be better? You know, we got a bunch of really good young players that have played. I mean, it'd be one thing if they quit. And didn't play hard. They've done what we've asked them to do all year. And they haven't always done it right. But, you know, those guys like Renfro and Tucker and all those guys, I mean, it's – and even Nick, you know. So from that standpoint, you know, there's a really, really nice foundation of the young players. And guys with experience in a league and playing in different games and – from coast to coast, guys that never been on an airplane before, like I said, and you know, you worry about them remembering what to do in a play. They're worried about getting to Pasadena because they've never been on a plane before, let alone 3.5 hours, or to Gainesville. So, you know, the stress levels of those guys they're completely different right now at the end of the year than they were at the beginning. But there's some growing pains with that. So, you know, from my standpoint, it's what I said. You know, is it better than it was when I got here? You bet it is. And can it be better? It can be too.
You feel like despite 7-5, Kevin, that you guys are making progress and are closer to winning?
Bad. You look at the numbers, you say to yourself, well, if you just go by straight numbers, no. If you go by what this team's been through, how they've done things, starting with game one, and how they've played all year, yeah, because, you know, the majority of them are going to be back next year.